Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. My grandson, Jeremy, is here, and we're talking about the wisdom of God. That wisdom is the principal thing. Father, we thank you today for your wisdom. And by faith, we receive it and we say it. We call ourselves wise in God, not wise unto ourselves. And we thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for 1 Corinthians, the very first chapter and the 30th verse. The great apostle, by his wisdom and the fact that he saw you in the Spirit more than once, and you taught him things personally of your wisdom. And you, Jesus, are our wisdom, and you live within us. That makes wisdom and knowledge available through God, the Holy Spirit. We pray it in the name of Jesus today and thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's open today in the New Testament to the book of Colossians, the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Colossians, which would be at Colossae, right? Mm-hmm. Which is not all that far from Thessaloniki.
We got kinfolks.
Yes, there, we got kinfolks there. And we have a little Thessalonian.
That's right.
Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jeremy. That's all right. Now, listen to this. Now, read the whole book of Colossians something. It's just a little bitty book. It's a letter. It's not a book. It's a letter. Verse 9. No, verse 8, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit for this cause. Listen to me carefully. Class here and this whole radio and television audience, listen to me carefully. The wisdom of God is the wisdom of love. You teach faith, you preach faith, and all that. But you keep one hand on the love of God all the time. His banner over us is love. We believe and we've known and believed the love that God has for us. Perfected love casteth out fear. Well, of course, God is love. Now, and for this cause we also, since the day we heard, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah, I got it out. The wisdom's no good without the knowledge. Right. The knowledge is no good without the wisdom. Right. Look it up for yourself. The statistics prove it. Mm-hmm. A huge percentage of college graduates are failures in life.
A lot of knowledge.
No wisdom. Don't know what to do with it. Right. Maybe took the wrong courses. Miserable at what they did. Maybe they did that just because their mother told them to. Or just because. Mm-hmm. There is a pipeline in this country. Well, you go straight from high school into college and then you go to work and then you're supposed to make a good living because you got all this education and you're broke. Now, what's the matter? No wisdom.
Mm. It's a way that seems right. Why does it seem right? Well, somebody else did it. Mm-hmm. And that somebody else's daddy's daddy did that. So that's what it seems like the right thing to do.
And no revelation of the Word. might have gone to seminary. Hmm. But do you know the teachers in the seminary? Do you know them? Do you know what kind of life yeah. are they living? Well, they're teaching. Maybe they're teaching. I remember at Oral Roberts University, I was walking across campus and I had a book here, Roaming Through Romans. Now, I was scripturally illiterate. So was Gloria. She went to a church that, well, thank God her grandmother and granddaddy believed something, most of them. Well, it was like this. When you die, you find out. No. But neither she nor I, either one, knew. And we were shocked that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John all told the same story and thought how wonderful that is. But now, their teaching, I saw that, I thought, the thing for me to do is read the book of Romans. I'd never read it. Here's roaming through Romans what somebody else wrote about Romans. I had never read the book of Romans. It doesn't take all that long to read it. Mm-hmm. So, my first assignment that I gave myself was to read the book of Romans instead of what somebody else said about it. Mm-hmm. That's my point.
This is what astounded people about Jesus' ministry. Did you ever notice how many times through the Gospels they marveled because he spoke as one with authority?
Yes.
What they were used to hearing from religious teachers was commentary based on what this teacher said, which was based on what this teacher said, which was based on what this Pharisee and this scribe said. Jesus said, "My Father says."
Yes.
This was authority like they'd never heard. Right. And it's the same thing you and I can have. We can speak with the same authority. But there's people, we've seen it, we know, that read the Word and they only hear it or see it through the lens of somebody else's experience or somebody else's idea. This is why you got to go for yourself. This is why we've been filled with the same Spirit that wrote the book. You can read it with authority and you can speak it with authority
yes.
because you're filled with that same spirit of wisdom in Revelation. Now, look at what else he said in that same verse that you just read. He's praying here that these people would be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Revelation of it.
Have you found out there's a difference between spiritual understanding and natural understanding?
Dear Lord, I love this. Do you love this as much as I do?
This is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Understanding something naturally. Well, this is the way that seems right. It's the way I've been going. It's the way other people have gone. Well, that guy went that way and look at all the money he got. Be watchful. You got to be careful over whose story you let inspire you.
Oh, you really do.
Because you don't know what sorrow's been added along the way.
Right.
There's a bunch of ways to get rich.
Yeah.
A bunch of ways. There's only one way to do it that'll add no sorrow.
That's right.
So be watchful over just watching somebody else going, well, that's what they did, so that's what I'm going to do. That's natural understanding.
That's right.
Spiritual understanding will come up in you and it'll be so strong in you that you think, I got to move my family. I got to move my ministry to the mountains of Colorado. Well, who do you know there? Nobody. You buying a building? Uh-huh. How many people you got in your church? None. But spiritual understanding will
yes.
go, that's right. That's
led
our answer.
You right directly to that property.
Yeah.
Now describe that property in...
In Green Mountain Falls,
Colorado. Green Mountain Falls,
Green
Colorado.
Mountain Falls,
that's
Colorado.
Where you need to go to church if you're in Green Mountain Falls.
Yeah. You know, we had, like I'd said before, we'd been looking for years in Colorado. And when all of that came back up on the inside of us, we had seen a piece of property, a building that was for sale in Colorado Springs. Actually, it belonged to Andrew Womack Ministries.
Yes.
And they were selling it. And we got to go looking at it, and you know what? It seemed good. I mean, there was a auditorium in it and a TV studio in it and all the things we needed and wanted. And we looked at it several times, but Brother Andrew and I talked, and something wasn't all the way right about it. So we've learned enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mimi and Papa. Thank you, Mom and Dad. To know that don't force it. Don't force it. So Sarah and I...
never, ever underestimate a delay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Don't ever underestimate it.
Yeah.
If I'd have listened to God... Anyway, time and again.
Yeah.
And hang on here. Just hang on here.
Yeah.
I don't even need to be doing this at midnight on Halloween night and going in. Why don't I just wait till in the morning? And we'll go to Marshall.
Yeah.
And we'll go over to Blevins. But the whole thing would have been out of the will of God. But it wouldn't have liked to kill everybody. Go ahead.
So we did what Mimi and Popov taught us to do. We took 3 days. And we pulled up some chairs to the fireplace and got cozy, and we just began to seek the Lord. And I had seen a piece of property online several days before that, didn't pay enough attention to it, and I showed it to Sarah, and I said, you know, I found this. Do you think it could be it? She saw it. She said, that is it. And we both got so excited about it because here it is. It was 150 acres in the mountains on the highway. Mm-hmm. Go figure, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful piece of property. Now, this building needed a lot of love, a lot of love. But it had all these cabins on it, which is what we had come up to Colorado all those years before with you guys, looking at places where we could bring people in and give them a place to rest and get refreshed. And without realizing it, man, it checked every box. It was exactly what we had had in our hearts for all those years. And the Lord, He led us to put in an offer on it, sight unseen. We hadn't been to look at it, and we did. We finally got up there a few weeks after that, took a look at it. It seemed good to us. It settled well in our hearts, and they accepted our offer. And from October of 18, when all this thing about Colorado just woke back up inside of us, to June of 19, we had moved. And it was in one way, it was quick, but it was 10 years in the making.
Sure it was.
And what you're talking about, what'd you say? Don't
never underestimate a delay.
Don't despise a delay.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to you yesterday. Why do people miss their turn? Well, think about it, why you might miss your turn just out here on these roads driving. One reason, moving too quickly. It's hard to make a 90-degree right turn doing 90 miles an hour, moving too quickly. And Jesus is a good example, of course, of what it means and how to demonstrate, you know what I'm thinking, low and slow.
Low and slow.
Tell us about low and slow. This is another Papa-ism that has stuck with me my whole life. And I'm going to look for this in the Scripture. John chapter 11.
People have this idea, and people have actually said this. Now, you be careful in that airplane. You fly low and you fly slow. That'll kill you. High and fast is safe. An emergency when you're low and slow, you really better know what you're doing. Because low and slow is what kills people. You get on up and get out of there. Think about this. The faster you get, the easier it is to go faster. Right. Now, depending on the situation, that can be bad, but in an airplane, that's excellent. Yeah. Takes all the power you have to get it off the ground. But once you leave the ground, once you're in the will of God, and once the wheels are up on this thing, now you have to pull the power back. Why? Because you have the airplane first. You don't want to overspeed. You don't want to run out away from your instruction, which is ATC, air traffic control. You don't know anybody in that tower. All you can do is hear their voices. Mm-hmm. But you know exactly what they're saying, but it's right. Yeah. And there you pull up and get out of there. Mm-hmm. And then you have your initial instruction on the clearance. Turn left climb and maintain 3,000. Expect 10,000 at 8 after the hour.
Now, what if you just said, well, if I'm going to 10,000, why don't I just go to 10,000?
You're just going up there.
What would happen? You put your life in danger.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I was climbing out of here. Well, beautiful day. And this is a very, Fort Worth, Dallas area is one of the one very high density air traffic in the nation, one of the highest. And just sitting there, by this time I had the autopilot on and listening to ATC. And the controller said, turn left and climb to 1-1000. And I just called back. I said, Roger that. We turn left, climb to 1-1000. I'm out of 7 for 11. And set up the climb, and here we're going. Right in here, the Lord said, why are you not upset? What? He said, why are you not upset? About what? He said, why are you just doing exactly what he said? You filed for 41,000 feet. Why are you not upset to take, they didn't just give you 41,000? Now listen to this. I said, because he can see things I can't see because he has a radar. He sees traffic that I cannot see. And he'll hand me off to another controller that can see things on radar that I cannot see. Mm-hmm. And there's traffic out there. And that's when the Lord said to me, would you please give me that much reverence? He said, I can see things you cannot see. I can see traffic you cannot see. I have preachers selling shoes. I have shoe salesmen I've called to preach. And thank you very much for doing what I've called you to do and stay in your own lane.
In 2022, you'll know what to do. And this just hit me as you're talking about it. You're talking about somebody being able to see what you can't see. When you don't know what to do, the next best thing is trust in somebody who does.
Yes, it is.
Because if you'll do that, then you will know. And talking about moving too quickly, making assumptions about where you're headed, and trying to get there in a hurry, there is a time in life to go into that low and slow. That time to slow it down. And Jesus is an example of this. You remember in John chapter 11, when they came and told him, Lazarus, whom you love, is sick. Yeah. Now you stop right here and think, what happens to you on the inside? Say you're away from home and word gets to you, your child, your spouse, somebody you love, it's serious, they're sick. If you'll take a minute and look on the inside, you'll probably recognize some panic, some frenzy. Oh man, what are we gonna do? We gotta get home. We gotta get there right now. But I want you to notice what Jesus did. It says in verse 6 of John chapter 11, so when he heard that he was sick, now just talked about how much he loved him, just in the verse before it. And when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 days. Mm-hmm. What did Jesus do when he got this word that Lazarus is sick? Stayed still.
Jeremy, when do you fly low and slow? When you're on approach, you better slow down. Because if you don't, you're going to stick this thing up like a dart. You're going too fast. You're going to overrun the approach system. You're coming up in there too fast. There may be icing conditions in there. Mm-hmm. If that's reported, you better slow this thing down, but you better fly it at the proper speed, at the proper place. Jesus was on approach.
Mm-hmm. And they call that time when you're coming in to approach, they call it a critical phase.
Yes, it is. Critical phase of flight.
Critical phase of flight. And I have it in my heart, Papa, that many people in this studio audience, those watching, right here at the beginning of this year, we're in a critical phase of flight right now.
Yes, we are.
We're in an intersection. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of analogies going here, but you know what I'm talking about. It's the time to know what to do with confidence and clarity and hear this voice of wisdom. This is what Jesus is waiting on right here. He did the exact same thing when he was standing there preaching to those people, and those religious leaders interrupted him, threw that woman they said they'd caught in adultery down in the midst and said, "The law says stone her, what do you say?" And this they said to test him, and they kept asking him and pressing him and pressing him and pressing him. And you know what he did? Mm-hmm. Nothing. He just kneeled down and started playing in the dirt. What's he doing?
You know what I
think? Slowing down.
You know what I think he did? I think he just started writing the Ten Commandments. Hmm.
You know, I think it does say he wrote on stone, which would be the law. But what's he doing down there while they press him? And this is good to me because this is your example, which says you don't have to answer. Right. You can wait.
Yes, you can.
You can slow down. Now listen to this in the minute we have left. This is what he's waiting on. I believe it's three things. Waiting on a word.
Yes.
Waiting on a witness. Mm-hmm. And waiting on the wisdom.
Yes, always.
Slow down.
Yes.
Wait for the word. Wait for the witness of the Spirit.
People still don't understand the life and ministry of Jesus.
That's right.
The moment they brought him that information, he didn't automatically know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We'll just be still here.
Yeah, slow down.
I'm not going there until I know what to do when I get there. So he just waited.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria and I drove in from Tulsa, and I was preaching at Grace Temple Church, and we drove in early, and the telephone rang while we were standing there in Mother's kitchen. She answered it. Now, first we got in there, and when we arrived. I said, "Mother, I'm hungry. Won't you scramble me some eggs or something?" "Okay," she said, "she'd do that." And Gloria said, "I'm not hungry. I can wait a little later." Telephone rang, and we're out of time.
Ooh.
And we will finish what the telephone call was. Sometime tomorrow.
Don't miss it. It's a good story. You don't want to.
Amen. Jeremy and I'll be back in just a moment. Come on.
Many voices are quick to tell you what can't be done, but Jesus has something to say about what is possible for you, even in the face of impossible odds. God can do the impossible. Jeremy Pearsons, grandson of Kenneth Copeland, founder of Pearsons Ministries International, and pastor of Legacy Church in Colorado, has answered the call of God to take the word preached by generations before and make it available to generations that follow. In his series, It Can Be Done, find out from the Bible what it takes to move your situation out of the impossible and into the realm of It Can Be Done. The four-part CD series includes the messages All Things Are Possible, Eyes That See, Faith in the Resurrection, and Changed by the Anointing. Correcting limiting mindsets can seem daunting, but God has a way of getting us on the right path that is full of gentleness and kindness. He has a plan for you, and the awesome things that God has told you and will tell you can be done. Order your copy of It Can Be Done by Jeremy Pearsons for only $10. You can have overcoming faith in the face of impossibility. Learn how to declare God's word over any situation and walk in victory every day. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
A Hello, I'm Gene Bailey, coming to you from the set of Flashpoint right here on the Victory Channel. Flashpoint's a live show created as a voice of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, where we encourage viewers every week to take a stand to advance word-based solutions in their communities. There's so much going on in the world that will try to influence you, different voices constantly competing for your attention from the media, from school, from work. But even in the midst of all that unrest, there is still light and there is hope. It starts with making Jesus the Lord of your life. Pray with me. Father, I just thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my life. If there was no one else, you would still send your son Jesus to die for me and all my sins, all the sins that I've committed. So Father, right now, I just commit my life to you. And Lord, I ask you to come into my heart and live there and help me to be the believer and the man or woman of God I need to be. In Jesus' name, amen. It's a very simple prayer. It's just that simple. Jesus did all the hard part so you wouldn't have to. And when you received him as your Lord and Savior, he got the victory over death and all of the curse that gave that position of victory to you. So to help you understand more about your new life in Christ, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources we want to give you. It's called the Salvation Package. It includes a book, He Did It All For You, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. To get your free copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org. There is nothing greater than the name of Jesus. So when the storms of life seem to surround you and press in from every side, you have a strong tower to run to. It's a high, protected place. God is a good God, and he has a good future for you.
Kenneth Copeland Bible College is more than just an education. It's a lifestyle of faith that changes you.
People from all different ages, races, and cultures came here for the same reason, to be intensely discipled in the word of faith and equipped for ministry.
They trained me with practical ministry opportunities to serve with excellence and teach others to do the same.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, I found faith, family, and my calling.
Take the next step. Apply today.
Thank you, everybody, for being a part of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And if you want to find out what was in that phone call that my mother got, you be with us again tomorrow. This is Kenneth Copeland and Jeremy Pearsons and all of us here at class reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Yeehaw!
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.